We're going to turn now to the delivery of palliative care in Ireland. And Ireland has a long-term policy. It's been in place since 2001. It's an area of the health service that puts Ireland as a world leader in a cross-country comparison of 81 countries. Later on today, a new national adult palliative care policy will be launched by the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly. This is part of Palliative Care Week, which aims to raise awareness of the difference that palliative care can make to people with life-limiting conditions, to their carers and families. The chair of the policy steering group is Professor Karen Ryan. She's a consultant in palliative care medicine at the Mater and St Francis Hospice in Dublin. Professor Ryan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, I know a recent survey finds that people are fearful of the term palliative care. So I think it is worth explaining such care and who it is designed to help.
Yes, indeed. The words palliative care can often be confusing or frightening. As an approach to care, palliative care focuses on providing relief from physical, emotional, social and spiritual distress often associated with a serious or life-limiting illness. Palliative care, though, is focused on improving quality of life wherever possible and on providing care focused on comfort and dignity towards the, at the end of life for those who need that care and into bereavement. So all health and social care professionals should possess general palliative care skills and should be able to respond to the holistic needs of patients and their families alongside providing usual care.
And clearly, you know, Ireland is good at this. We come out almost at the top of a league table of nations in delivery of palliative care. And we've had strategies going back to the start of this century. But now we have a new strategy. Why do we need a new one?
Indeed. Well, as you have said, we are a world leader, but there have been very many changes that have been undertaken in the healthcare system since the publication of the 2001 report. And there are new challenges that are now facing us. So this policy will aim to respond to those challenges. For example, you have really referred to the challenge of public and professional understanding of palliative care, which can mean that patients and families are reluctant to access care. Another challenge relates to the fact that while palliative care should be the part of every person's working in healthcare, not all staff working in healthcare are trained in the palliative care approach skills. And staff and those staff who are trained can find it difficult to find the time and opportunity to provide this care while struggling to manage busy workloads.
And of course, sorry, Professor, we live in a country with both a growing population and an ageing population. Will that be factored in the development
Absolutely.
Of this new strategy and in the development as well of more home care delivery of palliative care?
Absolutely. Ireland has one of the fastest ageing populations in Europe, and this means that services need to expand rapidly to respond to increasing numbers and illnesses associated with ageing. And perhaps a final, more positive challenge is that new treatments mean that people are now living with serious illness for much longer periods than was previously the case. So palliative care services have had to adapt to this changing paradigm and need to develop newer ways of working. For example, more comprehensively embedding rehabilitation as part of the care the services provide in order to maximise independence and functional ability.
This is part of Sláinte Care. Is there more money being directed at palliative care? Will that be available as part of this strategy?
Yes, this policy does sit under the umbrella of Sláinte Care and serves to advance the vision of Sláinte Care. And the work of the steering group has focused on considering how the policy will achieve the goal of universal palliative care, which will mean some additional resources. But we also hope that it will also be associated with newer ways of working that will be more effective and efficient and that will free up other parts of the healthcare system. So in this way, we will ensure that we were delivering services that offer the best value.
Is there a particular figure ring-fenced? Sum of money?
The policy will be published and launched at 2 p.m. by Minister Donnelly today. And I think it is at that point that all of the detailed work that has been undertaken by the Department of Health and Steering Group and multiple others will be clear. It really is a very exciting day for palliative care and one that we do hope will be a landmark.
We'll hear more later. Professor Karen Ryan, thank you very much.